You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's get into a problemo.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, what are the couple of ways that people can reach out and touch?
Well, the biggie. Go to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link there at the top, and you can email us there. Or go to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This is from a young woman named Riley, who reached out to us on Facebook. She goes, "Hi, Dom and Jeremy. I'm wondering how many people have ever been in a relationship with a cousin?"
Yeah.
"I'm head over heels smitten with my cousin. We never knew each other growing up, so he's like a stranger to me. But we met," she put that in quotation marks, "we met online during a Zoom conference call with family, and I thought, wow, he's really cute.
Who's that guy?
I sent him a message afterward, and he's the nicest guy ever, and he's single, and he lives in Fort Collins, so he's close. We've now done our own Zoom chats, and we laugh every time we talk. I haven't met him in person yet, but I did suggest we get together for coffee, and he didn't seem bothered by that idea at all. I did make the mistake of mentioning him to my younger sister, and she has called me creepy and a perv for being interested in a cousin."
You are creepy and a perv.
All rolled into one.
Thank you.
Riley says, "But is it really that bad? Can you do a 5-call says it all about this before I go much further? Thanks. I love your show so much." Riley, we love you back. And I want you to know.
So does your cousin.
I wrote back to her to get a few details because I was curious.
Some deets.
Riley is 22. He is 24. And I had to confirm what type of cousin we were talking about because I knew we would immediately get calls from people saying, "Well, if it's like a third cousin, nobody really cares. That's blah, blah, blah." They are first cousins.
Oh, so. They're first cousins even.
Mm-hmm.
How romantic, you guys.
Listen.
I'll bet your 5-call says it all.
Let me, because I
stop
already.
Stop it.
And I'm going to say, go for it.
You're creepy.
I'm not creepy.
Uh-huh.
They don't even know each other. They're both in their 20s. They've never met. They're not siblings. They're cousins.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're still,
what does matter? I mean, what's
blood.
The problem
They're blood,
this?
Essentially, still.
But you know
they're
what?
Blood.
I even looked it up online to see if there was all this, you know, stuff about, if you try to have children, you know,
there
what would
is.
Happen? And it's barely a fraction of a percentage
but
above,
it's there.
Like by about 1%.
So you're saying there's a chance, huh?
I'm saying that there could be like genetic problems, you know, with offspring, whether they were cousins or not.
I wonder if further on down the line there'll be additional issues or, you know, if that baby procreates or if, you know, if there's any other issues down the line.
Well, let's take the children out of it for just a second. Let's assume that they don't even want children. Let's assume they adopt. Let's assume a lot of things.
Yep.
If you took that out, if you don't know, look at all the people who have gotten together and then found out later that they were related. And they're like, oh, my God, I had no idea.
I know, but is that like a second, third, fourth type cousin situation? Like, you are full on first cousin. That's... It just doesn't look good, Dom.
But
it doesn't look good to society, to your family.
Well, society can kiss off, you know,
no,
because
no.
Finding
you'll be
the
shunned
right,
by society.
Finding the right person is a challenge.
It also
and I'm not saying that this is traditional, you know, that you fall in love with a cousin, but it's happened plenty of times throughout history.
I know. Listen, it also smacks of a little bit of laziness. Like, are you really, is it that hard to go out and meet people?
Yes, you can't go out right now.
Hit the club when you can hit the club. Go to Applebee's or something. Mm-hmm. Meet people out and about. Instead, you're like, hey, cousin alert. This is easy. Zoom meeting. Built-in dates. Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'll see you then.
No, she's never
you
even
You don't even
met
have to
before.
Plan a date.
Apparently these, because listen, I've got cousins that I don't even know.
All right.
I come from a large family. I have cousins I don't know. My whole life, never met them face to face.
I feel like, though, if you hooked up with a cousin, you would not be comfortable with that.
I want to tell you something.
You have?
No. Not that I know of.
Actually, twice.
But when I was about 14 or 15, I met one of those cousins. I've got a billion of them. I met her for the very first time, and I was smitten. And I was like, I was only like, I might have only been 13. I think it was 13. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This woman's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's a 13-year-old mind, though.
And then I never saw her again.
Yeah.
I mean, I met her at a funeral, actually, for some family member. And then I never saw her again. But the whole time, I was like, man, she's
an attractive cousin.
She's something
who I
else.
Should leave alone.
I may have even had a conversation with my mother about it. You know, like asking kind of tentatively probing questions about.
I hope your mom turned you over her knee and gave you a good whooping.
I don't even.
Please,
so
Mama, no.
It's so long ago. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I had a talk with her just to find out. And she wasn't as, you know, over the top as you are. Like, oh my God, lightning will come down and strike you. But I think she dissuaded me from it. But there was nothing to do anyway. We didn't even live in the same town.
I don't know if lightning will strike live in the same you, town. But I think you'll have some chances in your life of bad luck if you hook up with a cousin. It's like 7 years of bad luck. It's like breaking a mirror. You're going to have some things go wrong in your life if you're hooking up with a cousin.
I guess there are just so many traditional slash things that I just get sick of. Then it's often for no reason.
Well, then where does this stop?
Well,
can you date an aunt then? That's non-traditional.
An aunt is a step closer to you in blood relationship than a cousin.
Non-traditional.
Because with a cousin, you've added another half mixture of other family.
I know, but there's still mixture, man. There's still it's the same pancake batter in there. Ugh.
Yeah, but it's been diluted.
I don't want watery pancake batter. I want a thick, full, fluffy pancake. Then I don't know where it's been.
Okay,
so it hasn't been on a Zoom meeting for a family reunion.
So apparently you're saying under no circumstances.
No, I'm saying she should go for it.
Liar.
I saw this boy on a Zoom meeting, and he looked real pretty, like. We started hitting off. We talked about squirrels and the bayou.
This is just rude. You know, Riley is a listener of ours.
I know. This guy was real good looking. He looked like Daddy.
Riley, she is 22. She has, for the first time in her life, met one of her cousins who's 24, and she goes, is that off limits? Jeremy says, yes, it's off limits. I say, no, it's not off limits.
He had a real pretty smile. He had like 6 or 7 teeth in that mouth.
Oh, shut up. Shut that music off. Anna says, she wrote in, and I love, she sounds like a parent. She goes, Dom, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Anna.
Karen.
She says, you under no circumstances date a cousin. Don't be gross.
I like her. I like her a lot. Send her $20.
Danielle says, I'm with Dom. I never dated a cousin, but I kissed one back in high school, and if he'd been available, I would have dated him in a heartbeat. Stop it. Stop it. David writes, absolutely not. There are lots of possibilities out there without fishing from the family pier.
Thank you very much.
That's David. And then Renee, before we go to the phones, Renee is a classic. She goes, I don't know. Can we see a picture of him before we vote? To the phones we go. Here's another Jeremy on the line. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir.
We're doing so well. What do you want to add to this discussion?
Well, so I did in high school date a girl, and I brought her home. Nothing had happened between us, but I brought her home, and as soon as she walked in the door, my mom was all, Tia, and gave her a big hug. I had no idea who she was. I thought I was introducing her for the first time. Ended up being a first cousin. So, I mean, you know, we stopped everything immediately, and we laugh about it to this day, you know, 25 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Why did you stop it? Why did you stop it?
You know, it didn't feel right. I mean, dating a family member whether it's a family member that you know or don't know, it's still a family member.
I think you just boiled it down. It just doesn't feel right.
Blah, 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 because of society. You know what?
Unless
Jeremy,
she's really
phone,
pretty, says Dom.
I guarantee you this. I guarantee you, and I don't, you're going to lie to me if you say I'm wrong, Jeremy, on the phone, but I'll bet there have been times over the years that you've wondered if she might be the one that got away.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll call you a liar on that one, Dom. I never wondered if she really got away. Sorry, I just... Yeah, I mean, even if so, I don't want, you know, there's a possibility, yeah, that even with somebody else that's not a family member, there can be birth defects. I don't want to increase that.
Thank goodness your mom was there to step in and you know, put the kibosh on this before anything did happen.
I wish you had had another 3 or 4 or 10 dates.
You wish something had happened?
I do. I mean, I really do. Sorry, I just do.
You're mean.
Well, you know, and in the state of Colorado, when you get married, that's the one question they ask you. Are you guys related in any way?
I don't believe
it's not illegal in the state of Colorado to get married if you're a first cousin.
Say that again?
It's not illegal in the state of Colorado.
Correct.
To get married if you're first cousin.
Correct. So what is that? So what does that tell you?
That maybe the Senate and governor and whoever made the
law. We need to go talk to somebody to get this switched, Jer.
I'm just thinking maybe they're crazy, too. I don't know.
Oh, man. You guys are so old-fashioned.
Bernardo, what's old-fashioned about that?
Jeremy, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day.
See you, buddy.
You as well. Thanks.
Right. Thank you so much for being on the show. Are we taking line 2?
I don't know. Josh, we doing 2, buddy? He said go for it.
Here's Adele. Hi, Adele. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you think?
I have one question for Dom. Have you not read your own book, Psychopath?
My own book called
Eric
what?
Swan? Eric Swan?
Oh, Power Trip.
Power Trip.
What's
right,
going on
okay.
there? Is he dating
All
a cousin?
Right, so, no.
That should be the only reason not to even date a cousin.
Now, listen, they are brother-sister, as I recall.
Oh, I know, but they're still relations.
But that's different. Brother-sister exactly. is different from cousin.
Oh, God.
It might be different, but... Mm.
What kind of things are you writing?
I have to say, I was a little perturbed about that part of the story. It definitely got a little weird.
But you liked the book, though, right?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, you're the
I
best.
Huh?
I appreciate you calling. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
You're welcome. I love the book. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and I appreciate you saying that. They are a brother and they're half brother and sister, and they don't know it until they're about 18 or 20. They don't know.
Oh,
and then they're
okay.
thrown together because the dad had an relationship that nobody knew about and blah, blah,
okay.
blah, 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 blah. So,
right.
yeah, so they're like.
So you're into this.
No. I just wrote it as an element for the
right,
book to
okay.
be interesting.
All right.
Look, it doesn't matter. The majority of people sided with you and said, you can't do it.
Can't do it. Riley, don't do it, girl. Get those overalls buttoned up and run, girl.